am so excited. I'm wearing my number 46 jersey right now from St. Viator in Arlington Heights to the University of Notre Dame. And now the number 43 pick in the NFL draft. The Bears finally land their future tight end in Cole Kmet. And he joins us now. Cole, congratulations. How are you, brother?
I'm good. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Man, you're just taking this all in. I saw the parade all over social media. I mean, cars just driving past your house, honking, you standing in the rain, waving to every single person that went by.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing just to kind of see all those people. A lot of them familiar faces that I grew up around. And yeah, obviously just a really special moment, not only for me, just for everybody in the community.
You know, there was rumors about you being drafted, a local kid that went to Notre Dame. Could the Bears get him in the draft? Did you have any idea that they were going to get you?
I mean, I really didn't. I knew they liked me in the draft process and everything that was kind of leading up to it. And, you know, talking with, you know, with my agent and others that, you know, kind of knew what was going on, I knew that I was kind of being there in that sweet spot in between 20 and 50 was kind of where I was supposed to go. So I knew it was a possibility, but you know, you never really think it could happen until it did.
Right. I mean, you've never been through the draft before. It was very strange this year with Roger Goodell in his room and wearing the sweater. And sometimes he's standing up. Sometimes he's in his lazy boy. But you get called that the Chicago Bears pick you. When did you find out? Did you find out right before, right after? You get the phone call. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were watching ESPN and watching kind of what was going on with the draft, and Jacksonville was on the clock, and, you know, my phone rang, so, you know, everyone kind of, you know, was like, oh, wow, here it is, like, for Jacksonville. You know, my youngest brother was rooting for Chicago, and, you know, he was kind of bummed out at first, almost, and then when Coach Nagy's face popped up on the FaceTime call, they all went nuts, and they were all just super happy that that I was coming home.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know you, and I'm pumped up. I'm a season ticket holder, Section 251, North End Zone. So when you score a touchdown this year, I'm going to just give me the point, just kind of point up there in the North End Zone. What did Coach Nagy say? Coach Nagy called you up. What did he say to you?
Yeah, he was like, hey, let's get, you're coming home. Like, we're super pumped to get you. And, you know, they were just super jacked to have me. And, you know, they just said they're going to get me going this week and that they just can't wait to get me started, and that they were just super pumped up.
I mean, you're the biggest thing in Chicago right now, Cole Kmet.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
I love it. I love it. We're talking with Cole Kmet. He is the Bears' number 43 draft pick. What was it? Did you get a call from Coach Kelly? Did he call you and congratulate you?
Yeah, Coach Kelly reached out to me just over text and stuff, and he was just super happy for me, you know, along with all the other coaches at Notre Dame. So they were just super thrilled for me, you know, just as a Chicago suburb kid, you know, growing up and, you know, being able to go to Notre Dame is a dream in itself. And then, you know, kind of be able to go back home and play for my hometown team is just another amazing thing.
Every year, Notre Dame is vying for a national championship. What was it like playing for the University of Notre Dame, running out of that tunnel, slapping the play like a champion sign on your way out, touchdown Jesus, lady on the dome? I mean, talk to me about running on the field on a Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it was thrilling. I really believe that Notre Dame has the best college football fans in the country. It's an unbelievable atmosphere, and, you know, you look forward to those Saturday afternoons at Notre Dame Stadium. It was just it was a great time during the fall, and it was really special each time you go out and you're able to play in front of those fans.
You were also a baseball player. The Sox, rumors were the Sox were looking at you.
Yeah, I had a workout with them my senior year, actually prior to reporting to Notre Dame, and that was pretty cool. Got to do some batting practice with them and all that stuff. Got to, you know, talk with Jim Thome and all that, so that was really cool. But, you know, obviously wanted to continue to play both, and, you know, I still love football a lot and really wanted to pursue that, so that's why I decided to eventually go and stick with Notre Dame.
What was it like playing for Coach Kelly? People say he's tough but fair, but he's a tough guy.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Kelly is great. I mean, he's a guy that he's going to keep it real with you, but he's a great guy for that program in terms of, you know, how he represents himself and how he, you know, how he treats us as players and, you know, just what he's able to do for the university. I think he's a really good advocate for them, and, you know, he was great to me. I learned a lot from him, you know, in my 3 years there.
We're talking with Cole Kmet, number 43 in the NFL draft. Does that make you feel good? You're the 43rd best player out of the draft.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You know, we were kind of talking about it yesterday with my family. Just pretty remarkable that, you know, we were talking even top 100 or just even get picked is just amazing. And right. To be 43 and then for it to be the Bears, is just it's insane. It's insane.
Who was your favorite Bear growing up?
I mean, as I started to grow in the tight end role, I really loved Greg Olsen when he was here. But, you know, a guy that I just loved watching and I have his jersey is Brian Urlacher. He was just, you know, his mentality in the football field was just something that, you know, I think every Bear fan loves. So he was a guy that I just really rooted for.
And what number are you going to wear for the Chicago Bears?
I don't know yet. I haven't got to pick that out or anything yet. We'll find out soon.
Well, explain to me, what's the next move during self-quarantine? Do the Bears have you do training at home? How does that work?
Yeah, so the coaches have reached out, and, you know, I'm getting all set up kind of virtually, and starting next week I'll do some meetings here and there and kind of get going from there. But, you know, everything else is kind of, it seems like the workouts are kind of up to me in the morning and stuff and, you know, on my own to kind of do and all that. So I'm going to continue with that and just kind of get thrown into this playbook and start learning their new language.
What have you been doing? You benching on Mondays, doing shoulders on Tuesdays. How are we doing this?
Yeah, I mean, I've been lifting. You know, I usually do a full body lift every other day. And, you know, I'm usually on the field just about every day doing a little bit of something and running. So, you know, just trying to stay in good shape, you know, during this time.
Wow. Well, I have a few more things to ask you. In the movie, in the movie Rudy, when Rudy's sitting in the park, on the park bench by the lake, he opens the letter and he finally gets accepted to the University of Notre Dame. Do you cry during that scene?
I wouldn't say I cry, but it's definitely an emotional scene. You know, I know a lot of guys, you know, at Notre Dame, it's funny, like the walk-on culture at Notre Dame is really big. So I know a lot of the walk-ons that are able to relate to that, and it's really special for those guys. So, yeah, no, definitely a cool moment in that movie.
I've seen that movie 1 million times, and every time that scene, when he opens the letter and he gets accepted and then runs off the scene, I cry every single time.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a great scene.
Will you do me a favor? During self-quarantine, will you please watch Brian's song and listen for this scene right here?
I love Brian Piccolo. And I'd like all of you to love him, too.
I love Brian Piccolo. Will you watch Brian's song for us?
I will. I watched it a while ago, but I'll watch it again. I'll watch it again for quarantine.
I love it. Cole, you are the best. Congratulations, St. Vitor's own, the University of Notre Dame's own, and now Chicago Bears' own Cole Kmet, number 43 in the NFL draft. Continued success, and we'll see you during the season, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Take care.
Thank you.
That is the best, man. I am so pumped right now. I'm going to take a break and do some sprints around the studio.